Ella l'Rab Shmuel. Bar Yehuda, he was the one that said before, what's the reason even according to the first Mishnah? Why in Arusa can't eat Truma? Is Mishum Simfon? For the Gemara Kamaisa Mishum Simfon. Or Basraisa Mishum Simfon. My Benayu. Said so, what's the Svar of the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achreina? Like really it's a kasha on the Mishnah Rishon then. If you're telling me now the reason why in Arusa cannot eat Truma, it's because we're afraid. Maybe a husband will see that she has mumim. So why can she eat truma now if it's just a giyas man? But he didn't make the suyin, he didn't make the chuppah yet. So why can she eat truma? It's a kashrut on the Mishnah Rishayna. So Gemara says, yes, the difference is like this. Bedikas chutz. Now, if you mean there is bedikas chutz, as we said before, Rashi explained. Like we said, Mishum Simfon, then the kasha was, the Mishnah says that she's konas the chuppah. When she goes into chuppah, then she can start eating truma. Mashm, even before the husband lived with her. So the chura, why? There should still be a shayla of simfon. How come she's lari truma? They said before the pshat is that before you go to make chuppah with her, you have other people check her out. You have your kravim, your sister, your mother checks her out. So that's the svar of the Mishnah Rishon also. The Mishnah Rishon held bedikas chutz. The first Mishnah held that once it came the time ready to make Nisuyin, most probably he already checked her out. He already had his sister, his mother, check out his wife, and they checked her out that he knows there's no mumum on her. So therefore the Mishnah Rishon held that if it comes the time, the 12 months are up, and he cancels the Nisuyin, he's going to have to feed, he can give a truma. And there's no Mokshash of Simfon, because for sure she was checked out already by his Kroivim. That's not called such a good bedika. In other words, before he makes chuppah, he doesn't check her out so much. They held, they're true. Once you make chuppah, even though you didn't live with her yet, when you go to make chuppah, for sure you checked her out well. You had your mother or your sister check her out. But if you don't think of making chuppah, you know tomorrow is the date, and you know you're going to cancel it. So since you know you're going to cancel it, the checking out you did so far is not sufficient. It's not enough. That's what the Mishnah Achrayin holds. That's not called the good bedika. Rashi says, the first one holds bedika schutz shabotka biyatka v'seh shema bedika. For koidim shiatziya moysa v'mzoneseo kvar botka hilka sula chashinu l'simfun. V'chavim sarvi noin bedika hashem z'yachidi mo ho atzmo yibaitka. It doesn't help but to mami she make the chuppah. That's the machloikas, the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayin. In the case where the husband did checking out that he did, before he knew he's going to make the chuppah, is that called a good checking out or not? Mishnah Rishon held, yes, that's a good check. He's not going to be chayzer anymore. Mishnah Achrayin says, no, he didn't check her out so well. He'll still be chayzer only when he goes to make chuppah with her. That's then, from then on, he won't be chayzer anymore. So the Mishnah. Ha-makdish ma'isi de'ishtay. Let's say a man, his wife works for him, works. His wife works, she gets a paycheck. So the mouth of the paycheck goes to the husband. So the husband says, I want the money that you make to be hegdish. He's makdish ma'isi de'ishtoi. While his wife works, her money, he's makdish. So Mishnah says, nothing doing. Harezu oisav yechilis. She has the right to work and teach from the money. It's not chal the hegdish. Mashma, she keeps the money, and therefore the husband has no right to make her money hegdish. She can still work. V'yechilis, she can eat the money. It's not called, use the money. It's not called hegdish chal. See in the Gemara why. Rashi says, "Ein ma'isi yadei kodesh al pi Gemara forishlo." What about Hamoiser? Let's say she makes more money than she needs to live on. A certain amount of money in Mizoyna she needs to live on. Let's say she makes more than that. Hamoiser, the more that she makes a very big paycheck. The money, more than she needs to live on, the extra money that she makes, that the husband has a right to be matish. And then it's not hegdish is chal. Rabbi Yechon, Asandaloimer, Chulin, no, again, it's not Chal. The husband doesn't own it yet. Or we'll see, it's called Dovashah B'l'Yerlam. It's not here yet, that money. Therefore, the husband has no right to be Makdashit. And Rashi says, HaMoyser, Hikdish es Moyser Maisi de Yishtoi, Mashi Oyser lo Yoyser al Haroi, Sheaposko Chachomin. Chom made a psak, we'll see later on in the Gemara, exactly how much your wife has to work, how much money she has to bring in. So if she makes more money than that, that's the shalom about the smaiser. For lahitish ma'isya deh, and the husband was not makdish the ma'isya deh atzman. For ya ma'isya k'nuyeloi. But now over here, here it's the machlokes that the extra money that she makes, that the husband owns. Bemeya Kesser Shatikun Lachachomim. Shitin Lo Bechol Shabbos. Meya Kesser Lesorcheo. Levad HaMazoinis Kazan B'Maslisin. We'll see later on in the next Mishnah that Achutz from the actual Mazoinis, you have to give your wife the amount of money she needs Tiron, you have to give her an extra more every week. And that's like extra spending money. And because of this extra money you give her, against that, you get back all the extra money that she makes. If she makes more money than her mezainis, that's what you get. We'll see these takonas later on in the Masechta. That's another takonah though. That the extra money your wife makes also goes to the husband. So this money taka belongs to the husband. So Remeya says, therefore, hegdish. If the husband says that money, the extra money you make, should become hegdish, and the command that hegdish is chal. And if Yechon HaSandal says no, again, it doesn't belong to the husband, it's the wife's, and therefore the husband has no right to be maktashit. So that's the machloikis in the Mishnah. So the kids are on the ikka money that she makes, the mezainos, everybody holds. So hegdish is not chal. She has the right to eat it. The machloikis is on the meiser. When she makes more money than she needs, on the extra money, that's the machloikis. So tomorrow. Omer Afuna. Afuna says like this. Omer Afuna Marav. Yechoyla Isha Loima Labaila. Isha could tell her husband. Yechoyla Isha Loima Labaila. The wife could tell her husband. Eini Nizoinis. I don't want to get fed from you. Don't do me no taizus. Don't give me no money. I don't want your money. But V'yena Isa, I'm not going to work for you though. I don't want to work. So that's what she has the right to say. So what's the Hezbollah? Why does Rav Huna say this? Mar says, Kesalva, because Rav Huna holds that Kitkinu Rabbanim Mizoini. That's what Rabbanim made a takona that a husband has to feed his wife, Iker. That's the Iker takona. The Iker takona here was the Tzorach, the wife. That she should have an easy life. So Rabbanim were Mesakin that the husband has to feed her. It's because of her, for her sake, we want the husband to feed her. Now, once the husband has to feed her, now the Rabbanu made a second takana that the Maisi Yadev, she does work, the husband will just get angry at her. Listen, I'm feeding you, I'm supporting you, and you do work, you don't give me the paycheck, they'll be fighting there, they'll be Eva. So the husband should not hate his wife, the Rabbanu will misake now that the paycheck that she gets goes to the husband. The whole point of the Ikra started out is that the husband has to feed his wife. It's a takana litzorko for her sake. Therefore, the Chiyomra, when she gets up and says, Eini Nizoinis, I don't want your favors, don't feed me. The Eini, I said, but you should know, I'm not going to work for you. The money that I work, I'd rather work and support myself. Harashus Biyada, she has the right to do it. She has the right to do this. Because the Otakana was for her sake, so she has the right to say, don't do me any favors. Trashi Eini, I said, Lechoklum Eliyatsu, I'm not going to work for you, only for myself. Because Mizoin Yikos at Rashi, Tchila Stakanta L'Toivosa, the Rabbanu made a takana for her sake. Tekenu Mishom Dezimnin the Loisavka Mais Yedeh. Because sometimes she can't make enough money to support herself. Le Mizoinis. Therefore, V'tiknu Tchila Iker Takanta Shiyiz Nesishtoi. Therefore, Rachamim wanted to make it easy for the wife, and they made a takana, that's what this Tana holds. That it's only Midi Rabbanin, you have to feed your wife. Before in the Gemara we had a machlekes, there are some Tanoim that say, Sher Uksus of Yenoah, Sher means you have to feed your wife. Midiraisa, you're mechuyiv to feed your wife. Here it's Mashma, no. Midiraisa, you're not mechuyiv to feed your wife. It's only at the corner Midirabonin. Midirabonin, you have a chiyiv, a tonight suba to feed your wife. What was the reason you have to feed her? For her sake, because sometimes she's not going to make enough money to support herself. So Rabbanin made a light plug like the husband has to support her. Now, Vahoda Tikkunloi, once they did that, the second takana they made was that Maisi Yadeho, if she does do work and she makes money, Mishum Eva, that there shouldn't be hatred now to go to the husband. The husband shouldn't come to hate her, the main takana, what she makes, goes to the husband. Vechi Vodika Takant L'Toivosa, since the Iker is for her sake, Mishum Dido Heve is Kiyomer L'Nichali, when she says, I don't want your favors, Bai Tivusa with this favor, Shoyim Meloi, we listen to her. So that's Rav Huna's Amarav Chiddush. That the Isha has the right to say, don't do me no favors, don't feed me, and therefore she has the right to keep a paycheck for herself. Meisvet, my Avakashan is Avakashan and Rav Huna Amarav. It's the Avi 4, Gemara that says, Tikno Mizoinus, Tachas Maisi Yodeo. Says clearly the Ikat Takana was her Maisi Yodeo. First Rabbanu wanted that she should work and her work should go to the husband.
And once she has to give a petrich to the husband, so tikno mezoinis takas mechidah, the rabbanu will masakin, she has to feed his wife, he has to feed his wife, because she gives him her paycheck. The Rebbe says you can change it around. Eima, let's say that tikno ma'isi yodea tachas mezoinis, and ichnami change the girsa. Should be that tikno ma'isi yodea tachas mezoinis. The mesakin that ikar is that she gets mezoinis. And once they made it, she gets mezoinis, therefore the husband gets the ma'isi yodea. So now it's not a kasha of Huna Marav. The Mar Lema Mesaile, let's bring a proof to Huna Marav from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hamakdish ma'isi yodea ishtoi, where a husband gets up and says, I want to be makdish make hegdish. The money that my wife makes, ma'isi yodea ishtoi, is arei yoseh, she has the right to do the work, via chalas, and she can eat it. So, l'chura, my love, aren't we talking about bini zoinis? We're talking about a case where the husband really wants to support his wife. So, since he wants to support his wife, really, the ma'isi yodea should go to the husband. If so, how come she has the right to say, like, it's not, hegdish is not chal, like she has the right to eat, to work for herself? Why? If the husband gets the ma'isi yodea, so the husband was makdish it here. The chur tzaraya, that even though the husband wants to feed her, she has the right to say nothing doing. She has the right to say, listen, don't feed me, but I want to keep the paycheck to myself. Mashma, she has the right to say, the paycheck belongs to me. Therefore, if the husband goes to be makdish it, it's not his rishus to be makdish it. Because if she has to automatically give her paycheck to the husband, she can't say no to it, so it's brishus habal. Why can't the husband be matishit? So Mar says, no, I'll tell you there's no proof in our Mishnah. Loi, I'll tell you b'shen and nizoinis. I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about Badafka, where the husband doesn't have enough money to support his wife. He can't afford it. In the case where he doesn't have enough money to support his wife, then for sure she does not have to give her paycheck to him. Because those takonah is that he has to support her, and then she gets back the money. Well, no matter which way you learn, even if it starts off that her check goes to her, but it's only if he's going to feed her. But when he doesn't feed her, then she's allowed to keep her paycheck. So maybe that's how Mishnah's talking about. B'shenu nizoinis. For the Gemara, if we're talking about he can't afford to support her, he doesn't give her money to live on. So my lemeimra, what is the Mishnah telling us? Like pshita, she doesn't have to work and give him the paycheck if she doesn't have food to eat. Because afilu l'man diyama, even according to Manor, it says, yochol rav loy miliyevet, that the master could say to his Eved Kenani, if you own an Eved Kenani, the Jew, the master could say to him, I say ye me, I want you to work for me, but if you ain't zonach, I'm not going to feed you. Such a man diyama could do that. But hani midu, when could you do that, be Eved Kenani? Like sivbe imcha, it doesn't say he's with you. Avol Eved Ivri, but when you own an Eved Ivri, the sivba imach, it says that he is with you, loy, that you're not allowed to make the Eved Ivri just work for you, and you don't support him. If somebody works for you, you have to feed him. And if you don't feed him, he has the right to use the money for himself to live on. If so, the chol shechen ishtoi, and for sure, your wife, that in a case where the husband is not supporting his wife, for sure, the wife has the right to say, I'm going to keep my paycheck. She does not have to give her paycheck to the husband if the husband is not supporting her. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah then? If the Mishnah is talking about that the husband is not supporting her, pshita, the husband can't be makdish her paycheck. Pshita, her paycheck belongs to herself and not to the husband. So where it says, it's safe, it's rechlei meiser. I tell you, the chiddush of our Mishnah Nechnaimi, the ratio is no chiddush. The chiddush is though the extra money that she makes. That she makes enough money to support herself. And now the extra money that she makes, that's the machlokes, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Now the extra money still goes to the husband, and Remeir says, therefore the husband could be makdish it, and the Yechonin says, no, she can't. That Remeir loy mehegdish it's chal, we'll soon see why, and the Yechonin says, loy mechulin, then it's chulin. So the kids of now Mishnah, we don't have any proof, but I call upon them, it's not a kasha. So I call upon them, that's where Puna Marav's chiddush. That they say that the Yisoid is that the husband has to support his wife. L'toivas for the sake of his wife. And therefore, if the wife says, don't do me any favors, keep your money, but I want to keep my paycheck, she has the right to say it. And the Mar says, Pligi, they argue to Resh Lakish, they argue on Resh Lakish. The Yom Resh Lakish says, like this, Pshat Na Mishnah is, Loi Tema, don't think
that time of the Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir in our Mishnah say, when the husband is Makdish, says that the extra money you make, I want it to become Hegdish? What, don't say the reason of Rav Meir is, Mishum Diksavar, Adam Makdish Dovel Shlobel Yerlam, because he as a person could be Makdish, even a Dovel Shlobel Yerlam. See here also, when the extra money, she didn't make it yet. So when the husband says, I'm being Makdish, it's not here yet. But even so, Rav Meir Shita there is, even something that's not here right now, it's loy bol yerlam. But later, when it comes, Rav Meir Shita there is, you could make kinyonim for something that will first come in the world later on. So Shlaga says, don't think that's the reason of Rav Meir in our Mishnah. Ela, but what's the real reason of Rav Meir? How time of the Rav Meir, mitoich sheyachol lechayful lemaisi yadehom, since he has the right, the husband has the right to force her to work for him, that she has to work, the maestro there goes to the husband, mashma, that was yikatakona. That started out that first the wife has to work for the husband. Later, since she has to work for him, the bonum masakim mezoinus, that he has to feed her. But she has no right to say, I don't want your mezoinus, and I'm not going to work for you. No, starts out that the husband has the right, sheyecholo, the husband has the right, lechoifa, to force his wife, lemaestro there. The husband has the right to force his wife to work for him. So that's the Svarn Rav Meir. And therefore, Nasa Koimala is as if he says to her, Yekachu Yodechol Yerseim. That the husband is saying, I want your hands to be Hegdish. In other words, don't say it's a Dovash Lobel Yerlam. He's only be Makdish the money that comes here later, and the money is not around yet. That's not Rav Meir's Svara. But Rav Meir's Svara is because he holds that the paycheck belongs to the husband. Aye, the money is not here yet. So how could the husband be makashuk right now? It's as if he says, Yekatshu yodechol yasayim. You know what the husband means to be makashuk right now? Her hands. It doesn't mean to be makashuk the paycheck that she's going to get later, but it means right now to be makashuk her hands. And that's also a whole sugya, if you can do this or not. Rashi says, liyasayim. But it says, lemisha boron, as if to say like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for yodayim isnai b'yelim, and her hands is here right now. So I call upon him, when the husband is makdish, he's makdish her hands for the purpose of what's going to come out, for the purpose of her work. But Alma, what do we see here, Rashi says, Kisavar, Ashraka Sholz, Yochol Lechayfa. The husband has a right to force his wife to work. She has no right to say, don't do me no favors, and don't feed me, and I don't want to work for you. No, the husband has a right to force her to work. So good, Ashraka Sholz is on Avuna Marav. If so, we have to know, if that's the pshat, why can't the husband be makdish even a maisir there also? Why only the maisir then? If the husband has a right to force her to work, it's like he owns it, so then why can't it be makdish even the maisir there that she works? So that we'll soon see. Fred Gemara, v'lo yomalo, that's not what he said. And the Mishnah just said, ha-makdish maisir the ishtoi. He doesn't say, ha-makdish yodayim liyoseho. The lashon of the husband said was, he wants to be makdish maisa the ishtoi. Mashma, just the money. Whatever she works, her maisa, the work that she did, he's be makdish that. So Chura, how could that be? If according to her shlokish, Chura, right here, it's not in the world now. The work that she did is not here when the husband said it. So why is it chal? So Mora says, Kivon de shamin lel Rameya. Since we know that Rameya shiter is, we have in Tumura, the Yom Rameya always says, Ein Adam moitzi dvaru levatola. When somebody says something, even though he doesn't say it out so clearly, but the way he says it means nothing. And if we'll interpret a little bit different, it'll mean something. Rav Meir says he always interpret a little bit different to mean something. Because the klal is, Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar L'Batola. A person doesn't say something in vain. So if the way he says it now is in vain, but if we'll interpret a little bit different, then it'll have some meaning, we do that. So therefore here also, Nase Koimalo Yikachu Yodechul Yaseim. Therefore, you're also, now Mishnah, even though the husband said a lashon, he's being makdish maisi the yishtoi, just the work of his wife, but that means nothing, that would be levatola. So therefore, we explain to say, what he meant to say is really, that he wants to be makdish to yodecha, her hands. He's being makdish her hands, and her hands are here. So Rashi says, Masech Erechim learned the Yomar, and all the maisi dvar levatola, hamarech pochus ben chodesh. Somebody says, I want to give the Hegdish how much a kid is worth less than a month. And the Lacher is, there's no value for that. So, Churish should mean nothing then. The Meir says, no, what the person meant to say is, he wants to say how much he's worth. That's what he meant to say. You see, Reb Meir says if what the person says right now has no value, means nothing, we don't just say forget it, but we try and interpret it that he meant something that does have some meaning to it. Here also, even though the husband said the lashon of hamakdish ma'isi da'ishtoin, that means nothing, we interpret it, what he meant to say is he wants to be makdish her hands. That, in other words, what comes out of her hands should be hegdish. Now, since her hands are boilum right now, he could be makdish her hands. Exactly what that means is also Oshtik HaTorah. How could you do that? We hold you can't be makdish a person. You can be makdish money, objects, but a person can't become hegdish. Nobody can makdish a goof. You can't be makdish your body. So it's a question exactly, what does it mean, your makdish her hands? It doesn't really mean her blood, her meat. Just means like this, it's like a tree for the Paris. Whatever is going to come out of the hand, your makdish right now, the hegdish has to be chal on something. On the paycheck she'll make later, the money is not here right now. There's nothing right now that hegdish to be chal on. So we say the hands is here right now. So you'd be makdish the hands in order that whatever work she does with the hands, and because of that work she deserves to get money, since it came out of her hands, it's like hegdish. We see the hegdish is here right now. That's what Rish Lakish says. Rakopon, we see Rish Lakish holds the husband has a right to force his wife to work. And Mashmi, that's the luck is like that. The husband has a right to force his wife. Shreddi Gemara. The Sabbah Rabbi Meir, is that true of what Rish Lakish is saying? The Sabbah Rabbi Meir, that Ein Odom Makdish Dovish Lobel Yerlam, is that true? That Rabbi Meir Shittur is the person can't be Makdish something that's not in the world right now? It's not true? For a tiny would look like this. If somebody goes over to a lady and says, Harayat Mekadeshes Li, Liacha She Yizgayr, or Liacha She Yizgayri. Either a guy goes over to a Jewish lady and says, listen, Harayat Mekadeshes Li, I now am a guy, I can't make Kedushin, I want this Kedushin to be Chal next week when I'm going to become a Jew. He's telling her, I'm going to become a Ger next week, and next week I'm going to be a Jew, so I'm making a Maisa Kedushin now, it should be Chal after I become a Jew. Or else the Jew goes over to a shiksa and tells the shiksa, listen, I want to be Mekadesh you, and I'm making a Maisa Kedushin right now, and it should be Chal first next week if you become a Jew. Reb Meir Shittur is the Kedushin is Chal. That's the Chiddush in Reb Meir. The Hishittur is Odom Makdish Dovah Shlobo Yolam. Even though right now at the time when you do the Maisa, it can't be Chal, he's a guy, she's a guy, so what? We look at the time when you want it to take effect. Since you're saying right now you want the Kedusha to first take effect next week, and next week they'll both be Jews, so we look right now as if they're both Jews. For this Maisa is taking place right now, we look at the end when he wants the effect to take place. Since when he wants it to take place, it's Boilam, they're here, so right now it's considered like they're here also. That's what Meir Chiddush. Another case is, or else, Liyacha Sheshtachrur, Liyacha Sheshtachrurari. Either he's an Eved or she's a Shivcha. And they can't make Kedusha now. The same thing, they'll make a Maisa Kedusha now, but you'll be Chal next week when we come free. Or else, Liyacha Shiyomas Balecha. A man goes over to a married lady and tells the married lady, listen, I'm marrying you now that when your husband dies, the Kedusha should be Chal. See, even though right now you can't marry her, she's married, you can't marry her. But Ramea says the Kedusha is Chal, that when her husband dies, the Kedusha is Chal. Oy Shetomas Achasecha. Or else, let's say, you went over to your wife's sister. You're not allowed to marry her. You make Kedushin with your wife's sister and saying, I want Kedushin to be Chal, after your sister dies, after his wife dies. Oy liyacha sheyechus v'choyevimcha. Because in the case which is a Shemeres Yavim, you can't marry her. So you're saying, I'm making Kedushin in you now, that after you get Chalitza from your brother-in-law, then I'm going to marry you. Reb Meir v'ayim v'kodeshes. In all these cases, Reb Meir says clearly the Kedushin is Chal. That's what Reb Meir Chiddush. That a person could do an action now, and since the effect, the chalos is first going to be later, and later everything will be okay, it's chal. So the Mara says, Enechnami, Meyehiyin, from that halacha, from that mishnah taka true, you see clearly that Rameyah Shitarizhi could be Makdish, or Dovash Lobel Yerlam. But what Rish Lakish meant to say was, Meho Lekala Mashmimino. All Rish Lakish meant to say is that from our mishnah over here, there's no proof. That's all he meant to say. And now in Mishnah, you don't have to learn that Ramei is going according to Lishitosai, that you can be Makdish Adobash Shalabali Erlam. No, the Svara now Mishnah of Ramei could be that he holds that the husband has a right to force his wife to work, and therefore what he's really being Makdish is her hands, and since he owns the money, he has a right to be Makdish it. Now the Mishnah says, Ha Moise Ramei Ramei Hegdish. That's the machlokes in our Mishnah. When she makes more money than she needs, the extra money is the machlokes. Rav Meir says it does become hegdish. For the Gemara, Amos Kaddish. When does that money become hegdish? Well, what time does it become hegdish? Rav Ushmul, machlokes. The Amr Tavar, they both say, they both say, Rav Ushmul, the Amr Tavar, they both say, Moise Liacha Misa. It's only after she dies. So Rashi says, Kisha Tomus, he, the Yashena. The lacha is when a person's wife dies, the husband yashens his wife. So the extra money that she made, she doesn't have to use it, because she has money to live on. She like saves it. So when she dies, now the husband yashens it. So that's when the hegdish is first chal. The husband first really gets possession of it after she dies. So churin lomel shetasoi that all the makdish dovah shlobal yerlam. Therefore, it's first chal liachamisa. Rav Ada bar Avu Amar no moise mechayim kodesh. No, as soon as Rashik shetasenu, as soon as she makes the money, she gets a paycheck. Right then, the extra money that she gets is hegdish. The heavy bore report sounds like this. B'mai, what are we talking about here? What's the case? B'mai. Ilayma b'malalo mezoinis, if the husband is feeding her, umalalo meya kesev l'tzorcheho, and the husband also pays, like we'll see later in the next Mishnah, the husband has to pay her an extra more every week for extra spending money. If so, my time of demand yom l'achamisa. Kodesh, why do you say it's first chal after she dies? Why not right now? Since the husband is feeding her, all her whole paycheck goes to the husband. If so, as soon as she gets the money, right away, like it belongs to the husband, why is Nechal right now? The Eli, you have to tell me the case is talking about, Kishen Ma'alo Mezoinis, when the husband does not feed her. For Loi Ma'alo Meya Kesef L'Tzorcher, and the husband doesn't give her either the extra Ma'al Kesef, the extra money, for extra spending money. If so, my time in the Mandiyam Mechayim Kodesh. So what's the reason then that the one Mandiyam says, what's the reason Rapapa says it's Chal Mechayim? Why? Right now, when she's alive, the money belongs to herself. The husband is not supporting her. It's her money. So how could the husband be makdish her money? True, when she dies, and he yashens her, then it becomes his money. Then it's okay. But kol zaman, she's alive. If the husband is not supporting her, how could it be chal? So Gemara says, the case is, liyolom b'malolom mezoinis. I tell you, the husband is supporting her. But Vienna Maulo more Kesla Sakhar, he's not paying her the extra spending money. Rav Ushmul Safri, Tikno Miz